Okay, everybody, a good morning and a good Chodesh. Just like in the past, we were redeemed in Nisan and Mirtz Hashem, we should be redeemed in Nisan Nachmal. As we begin Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the home stretch of the Masechta, tomorrow we're going to finish the seventh Perek, and we'll be on to the eighth and ninth Prakim. As we come down the home stretch of the year and the home stretch of the Masechta, and Mirtz Hashem will be finishing and Messiah in the Masechta somewhere mid-May. That's the eventual goal. All right, there is. And we'll try to finish them by his grandmother's yard site. Maybe at the end of the year we'll have a bonus prize. We'll finish like Tamid or something like that. Okay. Shaila's next year already. I'm clearing Baksubis. I'm thinking maybe start in the eighth parak and go to the end of the Masechta. Yeah, we'll see. Ksubis is the Masechta next year. Okay. The Gemara was discussing yesterday about, let's say you ate and you didn't make a bracha. Right, so what are you doing? There were three possibilities. Spit it out, move it to the sidelines, or swallow and then make a bracha. But the Gemara now wants to know, what if you never make a bracha? They asked of chista, somebody ate bread. Vishasin drank wine. And he didn't make a bracha before he ate it. Right? So what's the halacha? He remembers the middle of his meal. Is it too late? Is it over his man, botel korbano? Do we say that's it? Once you snooze, you lose? Or does he make a bracha at that particular juncture? Amar Lahu Rav Chisda says, Avadi needs to make a bracha, and it gives the following mashal. Misha achol shum, somebody who ate garlic, v'reicho nodaf, and his breath smelled because of the garlic. Do we say, Yachsev yachol shum echar? Should he eat nachamol, more garlic, to make his breath smell worse? Kadesh yareicho nodaf, so his breath should be like, you know, it should be longer. Avadi, no. You stop, whenever you make a mistake, you don't continue with the mistake. You rectify the mistake. Amar Ravina says, Ravina Hilchach, therefore, not only if you remembered in the middle of eating, but even if Afilu Gamer Sudaso, even if you have completed eating, Yachsev Yevarech Nachamul, you make a bracha when you remember Amotzi or Agefen at the end of the meal. Says the Gemara, Raya, Desani, we learned in a Braisa. By Tovel V'Ola, let's say you went to the mikveh, and then you came out of the mikveh. Omer B'Oliyaso, when you come out of the mikveh, you say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosav, V'Tzivanu Al Hatvila. But you see, you do that after you come out of the mikveh. So we see from there the notion that one can in fact make a bracha post-mitzvah, even though he's still no longer doing the mitzvah. So says the Gemara Velohi, but this is not exactly a raya. Hus, you know, over there he makes a bracha after he comes out of the mikvah. Meikara gavra lo chazi. Initially, he wasn't eligible to make a bracha downfield. Meikara gavra lo chazi. He wasn't chazi. He wasn't roi to make a bracha. Whether we're talking about a bal keri, whether we're talking about a convert, either way, the person going into the mikvah didn't make a bracha initially, not because he forgot, but because he wasn't eligible. If you're a goy, when you go into the mikvah, you're still a goy. You can't make a bracha as a goy. Therefore, you make the bracha when you come out of the mikvah. Similarly, a balkeri, who's tummy when he goes into the mikvah. Only when he comes out of the mikvah is he eligible. Hacha, here, in our case, when you forgot to make a bracha before you ate, meikara gavra chazi, initially you were a gavra who was eligible to make a bracha, v'hol idachi, and since you pushed it off, idachi. You have completely pushed it off. And therefore, there's no raya from that case, and perhaps you would not make another bracha after you have completed eating. Again, the good advice is to continue eating. Okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss a michael called asparagus, which you would think is asparagus, but really what it is cabbage soaked in wine. I had to look it up this morning, okay? So people used to eat this for the purposes of refuah, right? So this is made from wine or from beer. The Bryce is going to discuss what is the inyan of this drinking and how does it help you. Torah Rabbanan, the holy rabbis taught us, you're drinking asparagus, yofel lev is good for the heart, tov le'enayim, it's geshmak for the eyes. Right? How do you know carrots are good for the eyes? Vitamins. You ever see a rabbit with glasses? Taka. Kasky, don't like it? It's good, no? Anyway. Yom Tov. It's worth the price of admission, no? Says the Gemara. Asparagus. What? Okay, good. So asparagus also good. You ever see a rabbit with glasses? Radinsky's like embarrassed to be here right now. Anyway, asparagus, yafel lev. Tov le'inayim, v'kol shekein, and how much more so is this asparagus good, le'vnei me'ayim, for your stomach. V'haragobo, one who drinks it, b'kvius, like a vitamin, yavil l'chol gufo, it's good for his whole body, v'amishtaker, yimenu, one who drinks a lot of it to get drunk, kasha l'chol gufo, that's very difficult for his entire body. Says the Gemara Mitiktani, yafil aleiv, the fact that it says it's good for the heart, Miklal implies the bechamra askinan must mean that we're dealing with the cabbage that is soaked in wine that's good for the stomach. Uktani, and it says v'kol shekein livnei mayim, and how much more so is it good for your stomach? Ay v'hotanya, but didn't we learn in a brisa that drinking of asparagus from wine is good for many limbs, but it's going to be damaging for some limbs? For example, lilaat yafeh. Lelev, so what is la'at? Lamed ayin test. That's called an acrostic. So it's good, lelev, it's good for the heart, le'einayim, ayin for the eyes, and it's also good, letchul, the test, it's good for the spleen. Right? But, leramas kasha, it's bad for the resh mem test. What is the resh mem test? That is lerosh for the head, lema'ayim for the stomach, and it's also bad for the tuf. That's referring to the tachtoinis. That's referring to the tuchus. You know, it could lead to a shtickle hemorrhoids, etc. Anyway, so we have a kasha. What's the kasha? Is this asparagus for the wine good for the stomach? Says the Gemara, Kitanya, here we learned in a brisa that it's good for the stomach, is b'miyushin. It's got to be at least 3 years old, right? If it's miyushin, it's taka good for the stomach, right? When, right, that's the way Rashi says, shal gimel shonim. And he brings a Gemara in Baba Basra, which is going to be a daf yomi coming up in exactly a month. Kiddisnan, like we learned in the famous Gemara in Nedarim. What's the famous Gemara in Nedarim? Let's say I say, konim yayin shayini toi. I'm not going to drink wine. I make an usur upon me like hektish. And then I explain the reason why I don't want to drink wine. Shayayin kashal ibnei mayim. Because the wine is very difficult for my stomach. Amrulo, we said to him, V'halo miyushin yafu l'mneam, you idiot, storch, wine is good for your stomach. V'shasik, and I was quiet, aser b'chadash u'mush mutter b'miyushin, I become aser only in the new wine, because that's the wine that's difficult for the stomach, and I become permissible for the old wine. Because it's clear that the reason why I took this neder was because it was bad for my stomach. And that's called the negder bishkaga. So shma mino, we see clear from our case, that wine that's old is good for the stomach. That's what we see. Therefore, asparagus, which is made mixed in wine, could be good for the stomach if it's old. Just parenthetically, in the Durim, the shaila is, once we've uprooted part of the neder, have we uprooted all of the neder? Is in fact the machlokes in the Rishonim in the Durim, as to whether or not we say now, do I have any iser on wine? Meaning, when I made the nether, I thought all wine was bad for me. So when I say some of the wine is good for me, after the whole nether became a toos meikara. Okay, ayin sham. The brisa now clarifies more about drinking asparagus. I know extra bagels for Rosh Chodesh.
No, the bagels weren't right.
Because Rosh Chodesh. Nisan, it's supposed to be a bechipazon. It's supposed to be in a rush now. All right. Tana Rabbanan. Tanu Rabban, our holy rabbis taught us, Shishadvarim Nemru be asparagus. There are six things we heard about the halig asparagus. Number one, again, you know what I tell you here. You want to remember this? Six circles. One with a circle. Number one, answer on the board. Ein shosin oso ela kishu chai. You only drink from it when the wine is raw, meaning not diluted. Number two, the kos has to be malay, full. Number three, mekablo biyamin vishoso bismol. You pick it up with your right hand and you drink it with the left hand. Number four, ve'ein mesichin acharov. You can't speak directly after you drink it until you eat. Number five, ein masbikin bo. You don't like drink it like I drink my coffee, but you pound, you know, down the hatch, as they say. And number six, after you drink, ein machzirin oso el lemisha nosnulo. You give it back to the person who gave it to you. Right? Okay, whatever that means, we'll see shortly. Right? Virak, and a seventh, like a bonus prize, is Virak Acharov. After you drink it, you spit. You spit it out. Okay? V'ein sochen also ela bit mino. The way you rely on it literally, but meaning right, what do you have? What do you juxtapose it with? It must be a food of its type. We'll see more about this shortly. The Gemara is going to explain most of this. So we learned in the Braisa, you don't juxtapose the asparagus unless something of its type. Okay, says the Gemara Vatanya. But didn't the Braisa teach us about asparagus? Ein som kenoso ela bepas. The way you conclude, the way you juxtapose the asparagus, you have immediately after, you have bread. Whole wheat bread. Doesn't have to be whole wheat, right? Anyway, but we just said it's got to be bimino. And the mean of asparagus is cabbage and wine. That's not bread. So what's the answer? How do we understand this? As the word says, loy kash, there's no difficulty between two brises. Two different kinds of asparagus. Ha, b'dechamer. The brise that says you should samech it with bread is talking about that which was soaked in wine. The one that says it's got to be soaked, it's got to be juxtaposed with of its type is v'habit deshikra. It's talking about the asparagus that was not soaked in wine, but rather was soaked in beer. And therefore you could juxtapose it with either dates or figs, right? Because that's where the hops come from. Okay, that's how you make beer, for those who keep it score at home. The price that's in front of us is now discussing which limbs is this asparagus good for. We've said before the acrostic of la'at. What does la'at stand for? Who remembers? Lev, einayim, tchul. The heart, the eyes, and the spleen. That's what it's good for. And what is it bad for? It's bad for the ramat, the rosh, the head, the me'aim, the stomach, and the tachtoinim, the tuchus. Right? Tachtoinim comes the word underneath. You know, your bottom. Okay. So now, the Gemara is going to bring a stira between these two brises. Tani chad, on the one hand, we said, le'la'ot yafir, for those three things is good. Le'ram is kasha. And for those three things is bad. V'tanya idach, but we learned in another brise of the opposite. Le'ramas for the rosh, for the meim, and for the tachtoinim, yafir, it's gevaldik, the akrapis, the asparagus. But on the other hand, le'la'at kasha, but for the lev, einayim, and tchul, it's bad. How do we reconcile these two brises? No problem. It all depends on the nature of the asparagus. Loi kasha habid dechamra, one that's soaked in wine. Habid deshikra. When we say lelot yafal ramas kasha, that's talking about asparagus soaked in wine. When do we say it's the reverse? That's if it's soaked in beer. So what's the moral of the story? You have to know what hurts you, and you have to know the remedies for the various different ailments. Right? To one size fits all prescription would be folly. Okay. We learned in a brisa before that you should spit the water that comes into your mouth after you drink this asparagus. Okay? Now the Gemara is going to bring a stira between different brisos. Tani chad, we learned on the one hand that rak acharav you're supposed to spit after, that if one does spit afterwards, loke, he's going to get sick. He's going to be inflicted with a machla. V'tani idach. But we learned in another braisa, loy rak acharav loke. If you don't spit afterwards, you're going to get stuck with a sickness. So which one is it? Should you spit or should you not spit? It reminds me of the old terrible joke. When you get to a fork in the road, take it. Which way? Do I go right or do I go left? So what do? Do I spit or do I not spit? Ah, the conundrums of life. Says the Gemara, the same answer we've given all before. It all depends on the nature of the soakage. Were you soaking the cabbage in beer, or are you soaking it in wine? Loi kasha, there is no difficulty. Ha, one case is bidechamra. The brisa that says you shouldn't spit afterwards is talking about where you soaked it in wine. Ha, bidechikra. But if the brisa that says you should spit afterwards is talking about where you soaked the cabbage in beer. And the Gemara adds, Amrav Ashi hasha da amar. Now that we have said that the asparagus of beer, lo rak acharav, one should not spit afterwards, loka. If he doesn't spit afterwards, he gets sick. Memav nizrakin, the water of the asparagus, that the secretion that builds up in your mouth afterwards, nizrakin afilu b'fnei ha-melech. You could even spit in front of a king, even though traditionally it would be less covered. Doesn't matter. Your health is more important, therefore you have to spit it out. Ah, which melech are we talking about here? Could be the king up in Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do it. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring a Maise, okay, that was brought in the days of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, where he went up to the Rakia based on saying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's see what we learned those days. This is a wild story. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Shlosh Dvarim Sachli Suriel. There are three things that the Malach Suriel taught him. That he's the Sar upon him. He's the officer in charge of bringing people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we do now? Whenever you have a list, Circles. You ready? One with a circle. Number one answer on the board is Al Titul Chalakecha Shachris Miyada Shamish Vitilbash. Don't take your cloak directly from the butler in the morning and get it, put it on, but rather take it from the place where you left it. Number two, V'Al Titul Yodecha Mimishal Onatul Yodav. Don't give your friend a high five who hasn't done the Tilas Yadayim yet. Right? Don't shake his hand. And number three, V'Al Tachzir Kos Asparagus El Misha Nosnulach. Don't return this cup of the asparagus soaked in wine, except for the person who gave it to you. Okay, why? Mipnei, because there is this shade, this demon, Shetachsifis, V'amrilei, and some people say his name was Istalagnis, right? Shalmalachei Chabala, this group of damaging angels, Mitzafel Adam, they're waiting for the man, V'omrim, and they say, Eimasa Yavodom Lideyachad Midvar Ma'elu, when is he going to lead to one of these three errors, V'yilakeid, that he should get ambushed. Okay. Now again, these are Zohars that comment on this, etc. This is beyond the scope of our Bekiyas. At our level, we understand the words of the Gemara. The Gemara then, Iksubis, brings down a story of Yeshua ben Levi, who has a discussion with the Amalach HaMoves, and he enters with him into Gan Eden. Okay, but now the Malach is teaching him some Hanhagas. There are three things that the Malach HaMoves has taught me. Number one, Al titol chalukecha shachris miyad hashamish. One should not take his cloak directly from the butler in the morning, vitilba, should put it on. But like we said before, one should pick it up himself from the place he left it, right? For you guys, hopefully that's the closet, not the floor where you left your clothing the night before. Number two, Shrier. Number two, v'al titol yadecha mimisha lo natol yadav. Don't shake hands to somebody who has not yet washed netilas yadayim. And number three, the Al Talmud of Neinosh B'Shach Choseres Min Ames. Do not stand before the ladies when they are coming back from escorting and eulogizing a dead person. Mipnei She'ani Merakid, because the Malach HaMavid is saying, I am dancing Ubalif Neim, and I'm waiting there at that particular juncture. V'char B'Biyodi, and literally I have a sword in my hand. V'yeshli Rishus L'Chabel, and I have permission to do damage. Now again, why dafka by the ladies? So I saw in the cute little vart in the Mefarshim is that the ladies are the ones who give life. So right, so since the ones that are giving life and they went around death, you can get death quicker from there than you can from anybody else. Okay, anyway, v'i paga. But let's say you do run into the ladies when they're coming back from the dead person. Mai takante. What is the remedy? I'm glad you asked, that you shouldn't get damaged. So it says, Linchuf miduchte. The takana is you should jump in the place of arba amos, of four amos. You should jump. If there's a river, cross over the river so that the river stays between you and the ladies. There's another way. Let's say there's no river there, but there's another way to travel. Lazel but travel in that way. If somebody has built a wall, right, between you and them, go on the other side of the wall. V'ilo. But if there's no wall between you, lahadur ape v'leima, turn around and say, Vayomer Hashem el ha-Sutton. And the Lord has said to the Sutton, Yigar Hashem echa. You know, Yigar. I don't know of a good translation word, Yigar. But what? Like, you know, get all at it. Angry at it. Ad dechalfimine, until you pass over the ladies. Okay, everybody have a wonderful, amazing day. And a good and chodesh. And mir tz'shem, we should have the gula b'karv.